The magic of today's gadgetry. The magic of today's gadgetry. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. The magic of today's gadgetry. Oh my. How thrilling and how beautiful and how wonderful it is. I remember years ago, I had a watch that could do many different things. And that watch could be a stopwatch. It could be a track watch, it could be a chronometer, it could be any number of things. And I had it just as a pocket watch, just as a watch to keep time with. And it worked well for that too. But you see, I had the watch that could do all those things, but I didn't do it. Now, I had a friend of mine who didn't have a watch. He did not choose to pay for a watch that would do those things. And so, when he would run track, he would count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, and he would count as he went around, and he'd be making his mind working on what he was working on. And so when he finished, he knew that he was finishing at a certain rate and a certain speed, and he was very good. But he didn't have the gadgetry that would have helped him to make that a lot easier. But he did have the mental gadgetry that made him just as equal to anything he did otherwise, because he was timing himself against himself and doing beautifully in doing it. Gadgetry is a fun thing. The new iPhone is especially a fun gadget, for on it you can have your email, you can have your telephone list of all your names with all their details on it. And you talk to somebody on the phone and you press their name on the name list, and up comes their birthdays and the birthdays of all the members of their family that you have put there, of course. And up comes all of the anniversaries of their marriage and their various other activities. And up comes the things you want to remember about the forthcoming games. And then you just press the calendar. And on the calendar, it tells you when something is going to happen and when you have an appointment. And the calendar can even have a whistle on it that'll blow a whistle, and then, you know, it'll say, "Hey, remember, you have an appointment today at 10 o'clock. And it tells you this. What wonderful gadgetry. Well, it goes on. Then you press another little button, and up comes maps of all the world, aerial photographs. And you can look on Ebmettingen, Switzerland, or you can look on Campo, California, or you can look at Florida or New York, or you can look at anywhere in the world, NASA, and you can look at Nigeria. Yes, I even looked at Oweri in Nigeria, where I'll be going next month, and it'll be just fantastic to see what it's like. And I can just zoom right on down there to where I'm going. And I do that in an instant. And then I press another button that tells me the time anywhere around the world that I want to have the time recorded. And I just put down the name of the city and the name of the state, and there it is, you know. Wonderful. All the gadgetry we have. And years ago, to put out beautiful artistic things, you had to have beautiful artistic talent in your mind and your ability, or else you're out of luck. You could copy things and paste them and photograph them. But now, on your computer, you just bring up your desktop publishing, and up comes all the beautiful artwork you can want to use. The stationery is all pre-designed, and you can make little changes here and there. What you can do, the gadgetry you can do, is utterly amazing. And the wonderful thing, they have a new earphone that you use with your telephone, or you use with whatever, and the earphone is such that it has a little plastic button that leans against your cheekbone. And so while you're talking, you can have a noise canceller, and it'll cancel all the noises around you and pick up your voice from your cheekbone through that piece of plastic, and the people who are listening to you think that you are in Quietville. They don't know that the lawnmower is going and that the airplanes are going overhead, and they don't know all that noise is on there because your earphone and your speaker, your microphone, is taking off from the jawbone. And it's clear and brilliant and beautiful. You see, all these gadgets are so wonderful. We live in a world of gadgetry. We live in a world of absolute magnificence. And as we live in this world of gadgetry, we think to ourselves, isn't it wonderful? And it is wonderful. Oh, and it's fun. I tell you, it's wonderful and fun. But stop and think. Where did all that come from? That came from somebody's thinking. That came from what somebody had in their mind. That came from what was going on in the consciousness of one or more individuals. Oh, perhaps it's built upon other gadgets that are helping to put this and that. Because when Mr. Jobs came up with his iPhone, he had many people working on it, many, many people. And they were taking all the ideas that were presently existent in telephones, and they were taking all the ideas that they thought they'd like to have in telephones, in cellular phones, and they were, and these are not standard lay on your desk type phones. These are ones you slip in your pocket. They're no bigger than your palm of your hand. They're just absolutely fantastic. But who had these ideas? Where did these ideas come from? These ideas came out of the mind. And they came out of the one mind, which is in you and in me. And so this marvelous gadgetry, and it's getting more interesting every day, this marvelous magical gadgetry is coming out of somebody's mind. Now, Junior is 8 years old. Now, when Junior is 18, if he is a creative genius, if he is sort of a marvelous creative person, he will probably come up and become sort of an entrepreneur. And perhaps, not perhaps, but that genius, that 8 year old today, in 10 years, is going to be bringing forth some gadgetry that will amaze the whole world at that time. And it's coming out of this guy that is 8 today. And he doesn't know beans. He's just out playing in the sandbox, just having a good time. He's running around with his friends, doing the things he likes to do. And there's nothing that's to show off that he's going to be a magical man. Oh, he may like to play with gadgets. He may like to be interested in gadgets. He may just sort of be open to them. But it's not something that he learned in school. It's not something he learned from others. It's not something he learned from his friends. It's a magical wonderment inside of himself. If every parent could train themselves and their children to express their genius, their inner magic, if every parent could train their children to let go of that magical genius within them, they would be utterly amazed at the gadgetry that would come out of their mind. I remember when I was a kid, and I was 8 or 10, I was drawing cars, and the cars looked much like the ones that they do in the buses, basically, the vans and the buses, not the RVs, but the vans and the buses, they look like them, rounded in front and rounded in back, and beautiful design. Now, they didn't come out with that for, now what is it, 60 years. They didn't come out with that. 60 years they didn't come out with that. But now they're coming out with those vehicles. And they're coming out with them. And they're making the vehicles smaller and bigger and more wonderful. They're making more headroom and more foot room and more inside room and less bulkiness room. It's really amazing what this gadgetry is coming up with. What this genius is coming up with. Perhaps if I had been inspired as a youngster, I might have turned out to be a gadget maker too. But my gadget maker is more in the line of philosophy than it is in technology. But technology is there too. I'm studying into the stem cells right now, into the gadgetry of the stem cells and how they function and how they can be utilized in our bodies. And it's fascinating. It's utterly fascinating. And it's something that everybody can take part of and be interested in if they want to. But how wonderful it is when children can be encouraged, inspired, illumined, uplifted to listen to their inner self, listen to their inner teacher, listen to the divine within, and come up with the magical of today's gadgetry. Come up with the magic of today's imagination fulfilling itself in beautiful ways. And I find it so fascinating that in most of these industries, it's the young people who are coming up with these ideas. And the reason they're coming up with these ideas is because they haven't learned ways you can't do it. They have only learned ways that they can do it. They take an idea, and then they sit quietly with that idea, and they let it percolate in their back burner, and as soon as it's ready to come out, which is not very long, as soon as it's ready to come out, it comes out full cooked, ready to be enjoyed and thoroughly manufactured in every wonderful way. And then, what happens? We send it to the third world countries, and we have them manufacture it because it can be done less expensive there. And the more technical, the more advanced thinking is put into the hands of these third world people who are not educated in preparation for it, but they are told they can do it, and they do it. Someone who is manufacturing something, he says, sure, we can do that. And so, what do? They go find out how it's done, and then they do it. Now, we, too, can encourage ourselves and our loved ones and our children to go out and find out how it's done. But you don't go out to the factories, you don't go out to the manufacturers, you don't go out to the schools, you go out to the fields. You go out to the meadow, you go out to the woods, you go out to the chapel within yourself, and you listen, and you say, I know that I know that I know, and lo and behold, you know. And the magic of today's gadgetry is born once again in you. The gadgetry came along. It was the telephone, the television. It was all sorts of things. Today it's the telephone with all of its magic marvels of it. And tomorrow, telepathy. And tomorrow, thought transference. And tomorrow, the magic of how it is all done. Right now, as they're thinking on thought transference, they're thinking of putting a mental gadget in just in front of our ear and our head so that we can telephone without a telephone, so that we can have a button that we would press which instantly links us, which the internet is doing now, which links us to the knowledge that we want to know. Here is all the knowledge, here is all history, here is all science up to date, here is all this knowledge. And we're linked to it. What gadgetry, what wonderful, magical ideas are coming forth. And you're at the forefront. And you probably are the inventor. You probably are the entrepreneur. That today, you're 10 years old, and tomorrow, at age of 12, you will be popping these things out because that's the way it's done. Have a lovely day. And do enjoy the magic of all this gadgetry we have today. And know, I love you. I love you. I love you.